Sound One News.
Coming up, the closure of the control room. Morale levels were extremely low and it was getting dangerous.
Shocking findings from a North Sound News investigation would reveal the impact of Aberdeen's local police call handling centre being shut down in March.
People going home, you know, just exhausted and feeling absolutely depleted of any energy or morale.
Police insiders blow the whistle on the Scottish Government's programme to centralise 999 call centres, moving facilities in the north, hundreds of miles away to the central belt. Mistakes are being made, we'll tell you why they happened, and you'll hear from Police Scotland bosses.
There were certainly ideas for improving the change process, which we've taken on board.
And at Breaking Point, that's the warning for the force, uncovered by North Sound's week-long series of special reports.
They're frequently missing meal breaks, they're going from call to call without a chance to catch their breath.
I'm Phil McDonald, and this is Losing Control. It had been on the cards for a while, relocating the Granite City's police control room to the Central Belt, but the cost-cutting plan sparked nationwide fears for public safety. A fatal crash on the M9 with two victims, mother of two, Lamara Bell, and boyfriend John Yule. Despite a call to the police about the crash, it was 3 days before officers turned up because of failings in the force's call handling.
It's very unfair of the police service and the Scottish Government to have put their staff in this position.
Lewis MacDonald is a North East MSP who's an outspoken opponent of centralisation. North Sound News asked the Scottish Government for an interview, but instead, in a statement, a spokesperson told us it is a matter for Police Scotland and its Scottish Police Authority.
Both Glasgow, Dundee and to some extent the Edinburgh call centre have all been staffed up with additional staffing to cope with the workload that has moved over to them.
Callum Steele is from the Scottish Police Federation, which represents police officers. So that's what the situation is now, he tells us. But how did the closure of Aberdeen's control room affect operations in the North East earlier this year?
I left because I couldn't deal with it anymore. All the hassle it was causing, the closure of the control room, the staffing levels were extremely low. Morale levels were extremely low, and it was getting dangerous, frankly.
Just one of the former control room workers who spoke to North Sound. We've used an actor to protect their real identity, along with this person's.
Staff members were regularly doing, you know, quite high levels of overtime. People going home, you know, just exhausted and feeling absolutely depleted of any energy or morale.
So what's the evidence of things going really wrong?
99.99% of our calls are answered absolutely appropriately.
Assistant Chief Constable John Hawkins there. We asked him about the 0.01% of calls. Back in April, police were called to a potential break-in at the Tesco on Aberdeen's Great Western Road, but officers were mistakenly sent to a store in Glasgow, to a road with the same name.
That's down to individual human error. We've examined it, but it gives us an opportunity to explain to our staff the importance of being really clear about locations.
So, how are staff without local knowledge of their predecessors supposed to get it right? ACC Hawkins explains it's all about the modern technology.
It gives us comprehensive details of house names, of house numbers, streets.
But not every emergency situation will have a postcode. Think about road traffic collisions in the middle of nowhere.
It also includes sort of landmarks, including schools and hospitals and even mountain ranges.
Now, we've also uncovered claims of people phoning 999 and feeling their central belt handler didn't seem to know their area, and we put that to the police.
They're asking many questions to clarify the location, to get all the information they possibly can to reduce any uncertainty at all about a location. Sometimes that can be perceived as a lack of local knowledge.
So are call centre centralisation and other cost-cutting measures taking their toll on workers?
They're frequently missing meal breaks, they're going from call to call without a chance to catch their breath.
Andrea MacDonald is from the Scottish Police Federation. We asked Police Scotland how many workers are taking time off due to stress, and they didn't give us the information, telling us the force would have to sift through every officer and staff member's personal file.
Records should be kept, and that's something I'm sure my colleagues on the Human Resources Committee will be probing, because they're looking in some detail into staff welfare.
The Scottish Police Authority's Ian White there. Police Scotland did tell us, though, that a third party provides employee assistance, handling 955 cases in 2016-17, with nearly 1,500 issues coming up, including counselling for stress. And as we reveal, our Twitter poll shows 8 in 10 of you do not trust Central Belt police call handlers to send you the help you need in an emergency. We're getting assurances from the Assistant Chief Constable that lessons have been learned and systems have been improved.
There were certainly ideas for improving the change process, which we've taken on board, but I was reassured by the positive comments that were made from staff.
That's all for now. We'll have the news headlines for you at 5:30 and a full news bulletin at 6:00.
Weather. With 0C at Chapelton. 2 and 3 bedroom homes full of character. 0c-chapelton.co.uk.
The rain we've got at the moment, fairly patchy, should be easing off later on and drying up, leaving an overnight low of 10 degrees.